Stoke. That's the title of a film set against a dramatic backdrop of Kilauea volcano. The film debuts at the International Film Festival this weekend. Take a listen to a clip.
So I bet this was more than you bargained for. Did you really hire them to take you to the lava?
Yeah, I really did.
It's ridiculous, no offense, how people show up to see it.
Is it?
Yeah, it is. So many people, thousands and thousands, flying from God knows where to see a damn volcano before they can understand that the land is the law. But we're not really in control of anything.
Are you okay?
Yeah. It's just a dish, right?
That was a clip from the film Stoke. Zoe Eisenberg is the filmmaker. She talked with us about the making of that movie, which she calls a love letter to a place she now calls home.
Stoke is about a tourist who comes to Hawaii to visit the Kilauea volcano. She hires two wannabe tour guides, a pair of locals, to take her there, and the story is really about their journey of getting from A to B.
And you managed to get some of these scenes on film when the lava is really pumping over there.
Yeah, so we shot the film around the 2016-2017 lava hose. I'm not sure if you remember, but it was dumping 40 feet of lava right into the coast off Kalapana. So as you can imagine, it was very hard to plan a production when the critical element could stop or shift or move at any time. So we were forced to change along with it and just figure out a way for our production to be safe and respectful while also getting what we needed, which I think is really interesting because our production was, in a way, a mini representation of the story we were trying to tell. So Phillips Payson, who's my co-director and just my co-creator, we do everything together, we both live in Pune, and we first came up with the idea for Stoke while finishing a documentary called Aloha from Lava Land, which chronicles our town's reaction to the 2014 flow that happened in Pahoa. So we were going around conducting dozens of interviews for Aloha from Lava Land, and we kept meeting people who came here, who moved here, or were here visiting specifically because of the volcano, and they all had these stories about coming here to be healed or to be humbled or what they've learned from living so close to the volcano. So that just sparked the idea for Stoke, and we really wanted to tell a story that addressed lava tourism from both sides, the perspective of the people who come here and the perspective of the people who are born here and what they think about. I've heard them called the lava lookies, the people who come just to kind of see what it's all about.
And you managed to show this film to some of the folks that live in that area. What was the response like?
We did. We had a test screening for the people. It was kind of a joint function. We showed the film to people who worked on it here, and we also invited a lot of people who were impacted by the most recent flow, and many of them had lost their homes. And we were nervous as to what their reaction would be, but overall they were really moved to see a story that mirrors their own experience, and also a lot of the locations that we shot the film at are now covered under 40 feet of lava. So it was really healing in a lot of ways for them to be able to see those places captured.
And I imagine as a filmmaker, you know, you want experiences that ring true. I'm sure the parallels were just amazing with the, you know, knowing what that community is going through right now.
Right. So in the film, our characters walk through a lava field, a Kalapana lava field that was once a thriving neighborhood and is now covered in lava. And by doing so, they explore, like you said earlier, adaptation and the idea of community resilience. So it was sort of ironic for that to be a strong theme of the film and then have lava from the same volcano take out a large neighborhood only, I mean, it was, what, 15 months after we shot that the eruption started.
When you're there at home in Pune and you see what that community's going through now, you know, what do you think about?
Well, I love living here. It's a challenging place to live. Living in a place that's still forming makes me realize that I'm small and that my time here is fleeting and that the earth is going to continue doing its thing with or without me. And I think this is a concept that can be heard easy enough, but it's hard to actually understand it, and, you know, to understand that change is really the only constant. And I think living near a volcano makes you understand that. And I think that's why this is such a special place for people to live.
And so tell us about the title of the film.
Sure. Stoke, as in to stoke a fire. So a lot of our characters in the film are dealing with some sort of change, some sort of fiery change, and that's sort of where the title came from.
And you also made an effort to cast authentic voices,
yes.
Actors.
Yeah, it was very important for us to cast our Hawaiian characters authentically, just because in the past, you know, big Hollywood productions tend to whitewash their characters. Even my first film that I shot here, I shot it right after I moved here. It's called Thruple. And because I didn't have any connections here, I cast all characters from New York City. So I had no authentic representation at all in the film. And as I became more invested in the community here and really come to understand the community, I really regretted that. So for Stoke, it was important for us to cast our Hawaiian characters authentically. And we spent around 6 months looking for the right actors who were talented, but also identified with the story and with Hawaiian heritage. So the film is going to be played all over the state of Hawaii. Hawaii is our main target audience. It's really a love letter to Big Island, so we want the people in Hawaii to be able to see it. So we're playing with HIF on Oahu on November 10th and 11th, and then on Big Island December 2nd. And then after that premiere, we're going to be traveling across the state. We're going to be playing again on Oahu, again on Hawaii Island in several different theaters, and then over on Kauai.
All right. And then as far as any other festivals?
We were accepted into the Austin Indie Fest, which is actually happening the same weekend as HIF in Austin, Texas, which is great. And then we've submitted to many other festivals but haven't heard back yet.
Okay. Well, you're going to be busy.
Yeah, very busy.
All right. Well, thanks so much for sitting down with us.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
We've been talking to filmmaker Zoe Eisenberg. The film Stoke screens at the 38th Annual Hawaii International Film Festival, presented by Halekulani, Saturday and Sunday at the Regal Theater at Dokanri here on Oahu.